Did you hear about that insane thing we're doing? Ba-ba-ba-ba. We're hosting a live event. That is crazy. Okay, so if you haven't heard yet, where have you been living? Under a rock?
Presumably. Clearly checked out of life for the last few weeks.
But if you have not heard yet, we are going to be hosting a first ever live event.
Capshobians Live.
Holy moly. Okay, so it's going to be in Orlando in 2024, in January 23rd to 24th, right before Podfest. And it's one of those crazy things that happened that just, I don't actually know how it happened.
I think it was like you were like, hey, at some point, I want to turn my mind to doing this. And we were like, yeah, that would be cool at some point. And then the some point just happened.
It just became now.
It came now. Yes. Exactly. Well, 2024, technically, which is 3 months away.
It is. It's crazy. And I think for me, it was definitely like, I do tend to put things, it was something that I wanted to do.
Yes.
Well, actually, let me put it another way. It was something I didn't really want to do.
True, true, true.
But I think it was just the coming together of the community because, and how it really crystallized was going to Podfest even in January, going to PME, Podcast Movement Evolutions in March.
March, yep.
And then going to Podcast Movement last month, gosh, it was only a month ago, and meeting the different Capshobians at all those events and just seeing how awesome it was for us to create, even in that, in a big event, creating this pocket of space for Capshobians to come and hang out and feel like they belonged somewhere if they didn't really have a home elsewhere, like if they didn't really know many other people, they could always come back to the Capshow booth.
Mm.
And that was just a really, really cool feeling. And I was like, and then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, well, what if we did a bigger and better version of this? Sorry, I shouldn't say better because those events are awesome, but a bigger and different version of this where it was dedicated to bringing Capshobians together. So that sort of started the thought in my mind. And again, as you said, I was like, yeah, at some point we'll do this. And some point to me was like, maybe a year, 2 years.
Yes.
3 years.
In the maybe distant future.
In the distant future. And when I really started to think about, okay, why was I saying that? It was because I just always have this fear of putting events on for a whole host of reasons, some of which we can go into. But I think, and I've made it a thing for me this year and just going forward in my life is like when I get scared of something or I feel this fear, especially as it pertains to me growing as a person and developing as a person, then I'm going to feel that fear, but I'm going to commit to myself that I'm going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really that's how the in the distant future became a now.
Yeah. And I think, well, I think a lot of people are, you know, live events are almost like the pinnacle of risk taking in a way because there's so many things that go into it that could go wrong. And I'm doing the inverted commas because I think a really helpful question to ask yourself in these situations is like, what's the worst that could happen? And a lot of terrible things can happen. And that's, I think, with live events, there's a lot at stake. So I wouldn't downplay that. But to your point, I think it was the decision was really around like, why now versus to your point, why in 1 to 2 years' time? But I think it was also as a team, we knew that if we didn't really commit to something, it would be one of those things that's easy to procrastinate on. Mm-hmm. Procrastinate by way of like not doing anything. There's lots to do, but procrastinate on something like this. Because it is so scary.
Yeah.
And it can be one of those things where you think you have to tick a certain set of boxes before you do something like this.
And I think that was what was probably making me pause because I was like, well, surely we have to have a way bigger community, a way bigger audience. We have to be way more known in this space. We have to be able to bring in big Tony Robbins style speakers. I don't know. Like, it's just, you know, it's just these irrational things that go through our heads. And actually, that's not the case. And the great thing is for our first ever one, and we'll go into what are some of the things that's going to make Capshobians Live different. But the great thing about thinking about it in this way is that we can create an intentionally intimate environment. Because I think that's one of the big fears in my mind is like, well, I don't think we're going to be able to get hundreds, thousands of people at this event. And we actually don't need to. And in fact, it's probably going to create a better environment to not put that pressure on.
Totally. Like you said at the start, it's just different. Maybe better is subjective, I know, but I know my initial resistance to the event, whilst all of the overwhelm that you were for the reasons that we spoke about, but it was like, I personally don't even like these events. And again, like we love the team at Podfest, Podcast Movement, and I know it takes a lot And I think it's so awesome that these exist. But me personally, as and the team knows that I always really struggle with these because they take so much out of me. Not even because I'm not even an introvert, but again, it's just kind of like I'm overwhelmed. There's like so much going on. I always walk away with a feeling of lack about all the things that we haven't done, and we spend our flight back talking about all the things we're now going to do and feeling kind of terrible about all of these things, right? And then all these different speakers have spread all these things. So I think it was like I didn't necessarily want to contribute to that when we first thought of the event. But then to your point, it just gave us an opportunity to say, okay, let's think about what are the things, what are the points of resistance and how we're actually going to not even have them in this event.
Yes.
Because we're going to think about it differently.
Yeah.
And that was when I get excited about it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go into that a little bit about how Capitobian's life is going to be different, how we're thinking about even pulling it together. Because we just even had, Bonner and I went on a long walk this morning and we talked about a lot of the, around the event, because I had a mini freak out about how in the world we're going to sell all of the tickets that we want to sell. We want to get, the aim is to get 50 max 100, but I'm really leaning towards the 50 to 60 people in the room, because we want, as I said before, I want this to be intentionally intimate. I want to be able to know every single person in that room. I want to be able to have one-on-one conversations with them during the breaks, during lunch. I want the speakers to be able to have these one-on-one conversations with each and every person in that room. So I'm actually really excited about creating that kind of environment.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the different ways that we're thinking about it. This isn't actually at all a money grab. I know that when you're in the events business, it's for a very specific purpose and reason, which, by the way, like, kudos to having even just done the little amount of logistics and planning that we've already done. I'm like,
no,
hats off to definitely the teams at like Podfest, Podcast Movement, like all of these events, because man, this is a big undertaking.
Oh yeah.
But, and so that's why I was like, okay, to not put ourselves under that overwhelm, let's actually think about it differently. Let's make it smaller. Let's make it so that we can actually really on the ground help people move forward.
Yes.
I think that's like the number one thing for me. It's, yes, we are going to, I'm talking about one strategy. That's going to be the overarching thing. I'm going to be talking about the one strategy that I've really been thinking about and grappling with myself, definitely for Cap Show, but for our Capshobians. And I might actually spend the next episode talking a little bit about, touch on a little part of it, but there's one strategy. Now, in that one strategy, there are a lot of pieces. So it could be that, well, it's like, you know, anyone who comes might come out of Capture Inside being like, Deidre Bonner, you lied. I feel really overwhelmed right now. But that's because it's important for everyone to understand what it takes, like the underlying detail, like the deep dive of the strategy. But I think the great thing is that I'm going to, and this is why I want it to be intimate, is because I want to be able to, as much as possible, help people sort through where it is that they are now, what their goal is, and what is the one thing that they need to focus on.
Yes.
In order, like just the one piece in this overall strategy that you can do now that is going to actually make the difference.
Exactly.
Yeah. In your business, in your podcast, in your business.
I think that's such an important point and absolutely the thing that we want to create in this event. To your point, in the same way that people go, just because something is simple doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Mm-hmm. Everything worth doing is hard. We know this already being in entrepreneurship. So we're definitely not, like I said, to your point, promising that it's going to be a breeze because your head's going to hurt because you're going to realize, oh gosh, okay. But really, I think the key difference or the thing that we're working towards with this event that other conferences you might go to is that you get all of these different puzzle pieces that you then, they're all beautiful. And then you got to put in your little bag that you get at the event and go home and put it all together and feel really terrible potentially. Yes. Or great, maybe it all clicks in, but the onus to put the puzzle piece together is going to be on you. Whereas for us, we're really going to think about, these are all of the puzzle pieces, FYI, and we're going to put it together at the event. Mm-hmm. To your point, so then you can see the whole picture and you're like, aha, okay, this particular part of the picture is where I really need to focus.
Yeah.
Everything else will come together. I know how it now fits together, but I really need to, but I've seen the bigger picture now and we're doing it together with experts in the room.
Yes. Yeah. I'm really excited about that because that for me, I've been to maybe one event that helped me through that, think through that. And at the time it was like, oh my gosh, this is really overwhelming. How in the world am I going to do all of the things? But then because I tend to, you know, think through things quite deliberately and go, okay, well, what is it that is going to move that is going to have the biggest impact right now? Knowing that at some, like that it all come together, but right now, what is it, the one thing that I can focus on? And I think that was the for me, the big uplift personally, but also I think team-wise, where we could just be like, all right, I'm just going to rally the forces and we're just going to focus on this one thing.
Yes.
And it made a huge difference in our business. So yeah, that's what I'm really, really excited about. How about you? Is there anything that you're specifically excited about?
Yeah. So I think for me, kind of off the back of that, that being the aim of the event, I'm always really interested personally in the temperature of the room. So whether it's a Zoom call that we're hosting, whether it's us recording together and being conscious of the temperature in the room. So this is kind of going to be a really big challenge across the board because there's so many variables. It's not just like me with another person. So I think just really what I'm excited about bringing to life is given those parameters we just spoke about to go, how does that translate into the best kind of learning environment for everyone? And I know we all learn differently, so that's, I'm not really suggesting that there's going to be everything available in all formats, but more to say, how can we create a completely different event experience that feels like, to your point, where people do tangibly feel themselves, like the dots joining in their head and them feeling like they've taken a step forward today. Mm. Maybe not even with content where they're like, I've never heard that before, but I'm listening, I'm receiving it to in a really different light.
Yes.
And I think what, like, you know, we've been really intentional about mapping out everything from the pre-event experience right to the post. And again, I'm not suggesting at all that we're going to be perfect because it's our first time doing it, but really thinking through and iterating on that really quickly to make sure that people feel really comfortable so that they can, their entire focus is not about the anxiety of, like, oh, I don't know someone, for example. Yes. So we'll make sure there's a meet and greet before, that they walk in on day one just ready to learn and absorb, because I'm so excited about the speakers you've brought in. I'm so excited about the content. And it's just always a shame if other factors have gotten in the way of someone being able to receive it. So I'm really excited about bringing that to life. And this, our project plan has just blown up in terms of all the things that are going to go into that. But as a whole, I think if we're able to do that for our Capshovians and we can look back and go like, wow, that was powerful.
Yeah.
And it's such going to be such a great start to the year. That's going to set me up for, I'm going to be very excited.
Yeah. We have some really cool things that we've been thinking
of. I know.
I want to tell everyone, but I'm like, no, we can't because it's all surprise. But yeah, trust me when we say you're going to have, not only you're going to have a blast, not only will you meet other like-minded entrepreneurs like you and be able to create really great networks with each other, not only will you be able to be in this intimate setting with some expert speakers and get to learn from some of the best, like people that I've curated, that I've become really good friends with, that I've really come to respect as fellow entrepreneurs. But you're gonna get some pretty cool things coming your way, let's just say.
It's gonna be so good.
Yeah. Because I hope you know by now that we are all about success and delight. Like how can we help you succeed? But then how can we delight you in the process?
Yeah.
So you can imagine that at a live event, we're going to be amping that up.
Some of it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. Yes. And not to mention, yes, there's going to be a lot around learning and around getting you focused on the things that is going to move the dial for you in 2024. But I'm also really excited about sharing, because really people who come to Capshovians Live are going to be the ones who get the exclusive sneak peek on how we're thinking about Capshow as a software, our roadmap. A lot of ton of things that, oh my gosh, if you knew what it was specifically that we're starting to work on and build, it might blow your mind a little bit. It might blow your mind a little bit. Yeah. I'm also really excited about unveiling some of these things, which will only happen at Capshovians Live. Like we're not planning on doing any. I know in the last year we've been doing some virtual things where we've shared sneak peeks, and we're not going to do that anymore. It's just going to be all at the live event. If you want to know more about what's happening with Capshow, then you've got to be there.
Yeah. Be in the in crew.
Yes, it really is. This is going to be, it's going to be crazy. The amount of value that you're going to get from this. I know it's going to be, I'm going to set the challenge for us to make it the event of the year. For any expert entrepreneur who is creating content and who wants to grow their business, who wants to scale their marketing, this is going to be the event.
The event.
Yeah, of the year.
I love it.
That's the challenge. So that's a bit of a sneak peek into what we're doing about this crazy thing that has taken a life of its own literally in what, like the space of 2 weeks?
It really has. Yeah. Like a lot of the things that we do. Yes.
Yeah. But it's happening and we're super, we'd be so thrilled to have you there, dear Capshovian. So please, if you want to get in, go to www.capshovianslive.com. Get in now because we're still on early bird pricing. And yeah, that's why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's the cheapest that the tickets are going to be. And we have a ton of really cool bonuses as well coming your way. If you get to Capshovians Live, go to www.capshovianslive.com and we will see you there. We'll give you a big old hug in real life. We'll give you a ton of gifts as well because I didn't give that away. I think people would expect that they will. Yeah.
Yes.
We've got gifts coming your way if you are coming to Capshovians Live. So be prepared for that and a ton of value as well. So we'll see you there. www.capshovianslive.com.